Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Hello. It is Monday, February the 19th, 2024. I got a little flack for saying year of our Lord 2024. So I'll just back off and say 2024. How's everybody tonight? Tonight is allshotsclot.com. This is the show where we hear about your vaccine injuries. I know. What an exciting topic. But it's a real thing. It's really going on. And I'm sure that you have a story. I have a new story for this week. I'll bring that up in a minute. And I'm trying to get the FakoTube blog to load up. FakoTube is a video site. I don't see the live stream on there. Oh, wait, it's on the very top. What am I talking about? Okay. All right, let me mute the site. Let me click on it. I'm just trying to get to the chat, actually. I don't know why it's not showing up on this page here. It says we are broadcasting, I think, but I just want to see where the... Usually there's a button for live here so I can bring up the damn chat, but I don't see it. All right, how's everybody tonight? Happy holiday. It's a day off today. I wasn't going to do a show today, but I didn't do a show last night because I was busy just playing around with the computers, trying to get my audio server working, and that wasted lots of time. Next Sunday, we're going to have John Robinson. We're going to talk more about Germany and Ernst Zundel. I still like that topic. I guess we're not going to do FakoTube chat because I can't see it.
Oh, wait.
Now, this is the FakoTube screen. Okay. So we are broadcasting live, but I can't find the chat right at the moment. And I don't know the back door to get to the chat either. Well, actually, I'm not logged in. That's why. Maybe that's why. You can't get the chat if you're not logged in. Yeah, okay, let me log in to FakoTube now. Now I get... Oh, I see. Now that I'm logged in, I can see the live stream. So that disturbs me that maybe people that aren't logged in can't see the live stream. This is a problem. I think that's a problem. So if you're not logged into FakoTube, you can't see we're live. Busy just playing around with the computers. Anyway, happy family day, Steve 83. Steve 83 is obviously living where I am in Ontario. And Greg Shantz is also in Ontario. He's in the live stream on FakoTube. So there's your FakoTube chat right there. And now we can go back and unmute this. So many technical issues. How do people that don't play with computers do with these many issues going on? I don't know. I know I can barely handle it. And I've been doing computers since the 80s. And say hi to Tom Waxbottle Jones and the YouTube chat. Hi, guys. How you doing? So the phone lines are open. This is all vaccine damage. This is all vaccine injury. I got tons of stuff. As you know, I have a blog called All Shots Clot, allshotsclot.com. And where the heck is it? Let me find it. I might have to type it in. Oh, here it is here. No, that's not it. So we're going to type it in to a blog post or to a window here. I got to set that up as well. So here we go. We're going to type it in here just to show you it works. allshotsclot.com. And here it is there. I have to dress it up a bit. Now, this pop-up window pops up all the time. So if you want to subscribe by email to the blog, just punch your name in here. And what the heck? Just click here. Otherwise, that can go away. And this is where I put all my bloggy, all my vaccine stuff. I've taken it off fakeologist.com. Now, I have lots of stuff here. And maybe I'll play a bit of it. But if nobody calls in, we're going to play videos. And there's still people that think or are implying that the vaccine was just saline. I don't believe that, period. The personal story we have is someone my age, a female that our family knows. She collapsed and died last week. And the official cause of death, I think, is unknown causes, as we have grown accustomed to. Then they're saying aneurysm, which, of course, if you look up aneurysm, I think it's a weakening of the artery to the brain. That's what a brain aneurysm is. And if you can spell aneurysm, you're going to win a prize. We'll bring up the word aneurysm. It's a bulge or ballooning of a blood vessel. And it looks like a berry hanging on a stem. Okay. Experts think brain aneurysms form and grow because blood flowing through the blood vessel puts pressure on a weak link or weak area of the vessel wall. This can increase the size of the brain aneurysm. If the brain aneurysm leaks or ruptures, it causes bleeding in the brain, known as a hemorrhagic stroke. Okay. All right. Brain aneurysms are common. Most aren't serious. Anyway, this one for this woman was serious and she's dead. And nobody knows why. So someone in their 50s usually should not die. Now, of course, we have no idea about any underlying health conditions. I can't really help you there. But as you know, my go-to answer is it was most likely the vaccine. So that's an aneurysm. So now we're going to play a couple videos. This guy here is Dr. John Campbell. He's a doctor of philosophy. He's not a medical doctor. And he's the one that has been talking about excess deaths, DES. And he is a very, 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 very big influencer. He has 3 million subscribers on YouTube. And he's just reading from a website called ourworldanddata.org. And I don't know how trustworthy any of that info is, but there is excess deaths going on all around the world. So we'll play this. Now, I don't know if you, let me know if you hear double. Either my eyes are really sharp or this video is really clear tonight. He must have switched cameras or something or lighting. But man, you can see every blemish on his face.
Very high of late, and that still hasn't really been explained. It's not really been addressed by the government at all.
Here we go with the buffering. I forgot that Chrome buffers like crazy. I have no idea. I'm right about ready to reinstall Windows on this computer, but
And when we actually look at this graphic here, also.
It is kind of funny that it's just Chrome. Experience interruptions, find out why. Is anyone having problems with Google with video streaming? How the video gets to you. Now it's giving me all this info about why it's not coming down the pipe easily.
In nursing homes still isn't clear, and the proportion of deaths that were caused by midazolam and morphine as opposed to COVID-19 has still not been investigated. This really needs to be investigated, because
I don't know what the hell's going on. So I meant to put this in Brave browser. I don't want to go on about it because I wasted your time. Kate Emma's got a message in the chat. I called out Nurse Campbell in 2020. Wow, good for you, Kate. Got my first strike. Got another calling out Spiked Editor on Trigonometry YouTube channel Blitz. He pushed jabs relentlessly. Okay, interesting. Yeah, Kate Emma, if you want to call in, I know you're a regular here. If you want to join into the stream, fake11.com/restream. Anyone wants to join in and chat about this topic, you can. Meanwhile, we will go to... Actually, let me load up the Epic browser here. And maybe I'll do streaming from that. We'll see how Epic does tonight. Epic is yet another place where we can play videos from. So I'll just log into that sucker here. And maybe we'll play from the Epic browser. And that might
it's be in Brave browser. I don't want to go on okay. about it because I wasted no, your time.
Kate Emma's got a message in the chat. I called out Nurse. Okay, let me just turn myself off there. Okay, at least we're streaming properly there. So let me bring up the Epic browser here, and we can play from that. Epic. Here we go. There's the Epic window. Boom. Okay. We'll go back to FakoTube, and I put this video up here. Put a lot of good stuff up on. About half of my stuff is about vaccines. So let's play this one. Now, I got some flack from Jacques Kwa, who says, why are you putting up a Joe Rogan video? Well, okay, Joe Rogan is a gatekeeper, no doubt. But maybe this video had enough stuff in it that it's not really a Joe Rogan video. So let's listen to this.
He just died suddenly. You ever go to the Died Suddenly Instagram page? Like, holy shit.
There's two words that are about to be removed from the English language, and they are these.
Student at Greenville Middle School has died after a medical emergency during football practice.
Stanfield died last week after suffering a medical emergency during a workout.
DeMont experienced a medical emergency at the school around 7:40 this morning.
15-year-old Elijah J. Mariano Rivera suffered a medical emergency yesterday afternoon during practice.
Warriors assistant coach having a medical emergency.
Kings organization says the person suffered a medical emergency during the first quarter.
All the text message said was just...
So this is the latest medical emergency. Medical emergency. By the way, I'm using the Epic browser tonight, and you can... I'm not using the... Oh, I am using the proxy. Okay, I'm using a proxy right now. Okay, that's interesting. Well, you can turn the proxy on and off. If you see in the top right, there's a little green thingy. But I am proxying it up tonight. I can turn the proxy off. I'm just curious, will that make a difference? I'll turn the proxy off. That should save a little bit. And we'll keep playing.
Is there a medical emergency?
It's crazy.
Okay, why am I bringing up the Epic browser? Because if you're trying to watch BitChute videos, and I do post the odd BitChute video on my channel. If you're in the EU, you may not be able to get the BitChute. So just use the Epic browser and make sure you got the proxy going, and you'll be able to watch.
how many fucking young people just died in their sleep after they took it. And everybody's like, nothing to see here. Do you not know they lie by now?
Plane that crash landed on Martha's Vineyard after the pilot suffered a medical emergency.
Pilot suffered a medical emergency.
An American Eagle pilot suffered a medical emergency. An officer died after being found unresponsive inside her patrol car. Sources tell Action News the officer suffered a medical emergency.
44-year-old Kenya Galloway died due to a medical emergency.
Detective Lim suffered a medical emergency while driving home from work.
Duty LMPD officer died tonight after suffering a medical emergency. Investigators originally thought he had been shot, but today they say he died of a medical emergency.
So we have heart attack rates in young people 20% or 30% higher than expected, and no one is really willing to talk about it. So when we see and hear reports of this, no one's really saying much.
I'm just going to clip this and show this to people from this point on.
Yeah, clip it. I mean, it's very eye-opening.
There we go. So I didn't think that really has much to do with Joe Rogan. I think they were just emphasizing that that's the latest slogan that the media is using. Medical emergency, so it can never have anything to do with the clot shot. Now, we'll play another really interesting video. This is about 9 minutes. And this is just more to do with vaccines. Now, this woman here is allegedly the godmother of vaccines, Dr. Catherine Edwards. I've never really heard of her. She is kind of a creepazoid. And let's play a bit of this. I don't know who is interrogating her. I don't know why she was testifying under oath. I don't know the background. Now, as all videos on FakoTube, I always have the source video. So if you want to know where this video came from, just click on the source and it'll take you to a Rumble channel. Let's play a bit of this. Here we go.
Can varicella vaccine cause an infection of the brain?
That's what encephalitis is, yes.
Okay. Can DTaP vaccine cause seizures?
It can be associated with seizures in that it can cause fever and also sometimes, yes, it can be associated with seizures.
Can DTaP cause coma?
No, sir.
Again, would you be surprised if the CDC has concluded there is a causal relationship between DTaP and coma?
Yes, I would, sir.
Can DTaP cause permanent brain damage?
No, sir.
Would you again be surprised if...
I would be exceedingly surprised because no one believes that.
Then we'll come back to that.
Good.
Can MMR cause encephalitis?
Yes.
Can MMR cause febrile seizures?
Yes.
Can MMR cause thrombocytopenia?
Yes, definitely.
Can MMR cause death?
MMR can cause death in immunocompromised subjects, and that happens. Sorry?
Can MMR cause a child to enter into a coma?
Very unlikely unless they have immunocompromise.
Can MMR cause brain damage?
Not in a normal, healthy subject without underlying problems.
So a child with underlying problems, MMR can cause brain damage, correct?
I think I would have to assess each individual, the causality of each individual one.
So it's possible?
I'm not sure. Not in a normal, healthy person.
You're aware the CDC has specifically used the word brain damage as a possible cause from MMR?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Section 4 is the risks of vaccine reaction, correct?
Yes.
And under severe events occurring very rarely, it lists...
Okay, basically, this is the doctor going on and on about... she's really just admitting to all the things that vaccines cause, including death. So I thought that was worth putting up. I'm going to put the links of everything we talk about tonight on the website, allshotsclot.com. Make sure you sign up at allshotsclot.com if you can. That is where we put all our stuff. And I'm going to put a link to that here if I can find it. Let's see here. URL. I'll put a link right here. I'm going to, as I'm talking, I update the website. So you should see a link to everything I'm talking about. Now, moving along here, we have another. This video with this lady came out of this video. And this was the slide that I was focused on. Why doesn't HHS have any studies that show injecting aluminum is safe? And I listened to the whole thing here. This was done featuring the godmother of vaccines, who we just watched, Dr. Catherine Edwards, and the godfather of vaccines, Dr. Stanley Cunt Plotkin. Well, I think he inserted the word cunt there. This doesn't mean as much to the English people in the UK, but I know it's more of a nasty word over here, so I won't repeat it. Okay, let's watch a bit of this. Pretty good music. I guess this might have come from the Vax movies, and that's Del Bigtree and the High Wire. I don't know what his latest thing is. He's been identified as a bit of a gatekeeper. But, you know, that doesn't stop me listening to some of the material. I'm not sure what the gatekeeping aspect
is. And I encourage you to be skeptical of what I say and check
out
what
I'm Del saying Bigtree.
To see if it's true. And I encourage you to be skeptical whenever anybody gives you information, including the CDC and the FDA and Fauci and Walensky and the WHO. You know, just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. Be skeptical. Just use that skepticism. What are they basing this information on? But can we be wise if we're believing lies? No. And so I'm going to give you some, and I'm a firm believer that you need all the information to make informed decisions. And we're not getting all the information today from our government or from our media. So I'm going to give you data points, and you connect the dots however you want. But it's important that we have all the data points. This is an edited version of Behind the Vaccine Curtain. It's called Should I Vaccinate My Baby? The three questions you need to answer are they necessary, do they work, and are they safe? And we're going to focus on safety for the bulk of the time, and then we'll clean up the first two at the end. And so I'm going to give you facts, all right? Facts that you may not have seen before, but it doesn't change that they are facts. These are data points. Okay, how does America compare to other...
And don't forget, this is a call-in show, so I'm encouraging people to call in. You can call in at 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. You can dial me in on Skype. You can come into the studio at fake11.com/restream. Lots of ways to get through. You can send me an email if you want. I'm at fakeologist.com. I will look at any email you send me. I will try and keep an eye on the emails coming in. And of course, there is the chat. If you have any questions in the chat, you can pound them in there. Kate Emma is busy sending messages. Autism is brain damage. We can never know if those children with autism would have had it without jabs, which is probably why they ensure most jabs are done as early as possible with no proof of damage. I would agree with that. You can only just see the absolute crazy change in behavior that occurs sometimes overnight, which is horrible. Okay, let's keep playing. So if you call in, I will stop talking and stop playing. But in the meantime, I like all these videos. Kate, you're saying, Kate is busy typing beside her snoring partner. My son was altered by jabs. He went in the day of his third and one, laughing and making word sounds after he suffered febrile convulsions and didn't smile for over 6 months after, so he had no more. Yeah, that's pretty grim story there, Kate. I must admit, that's pretty bad. Okay, let's put the show, let me put that back up. And there we go. So, oops, I got the wrong caption. Let me hold on a sec. There we go. This is the All Shots Clot ASC 006. By the way, you can get the audio version of this. Will be uploaded to your favorite podcast player, allshotsclot.com. You can just look it up and it'll find, you'll find the links on allshotsclot.com as well. Let's keep going.
Countries. That's a valid question, right? Well, I gave a talk at St. Cloud State titled, Are You Being Brainwashed? This was in 2016. And these are some of the slides that I showed them. It says, the United States has the highest number of mandated vaccines for children under five in the world. That's a fact. Okay, nobody can dispute that. And we have the highest autism rate in the world. That's another fact. Nobody can dispute that. And this was 2009 data. And this was from the Washington Post. It says, our infant mortality rate is a national embarrassment. It says we're 34th among the wealthiest nations. Okay, well, guess what? There's some poor nations that beat us too. But when you look at the data, this is from rescuepost.com. It's not on the internet now. You have to go back to the Wayback Machine to find this data. But America gives 36 mandated vaccines, okay? And we're ranked 34th. But let's take a look at the top countries. Who does the best? The best is Iceland. They only have 11 vaccines. Then Sweden, they only have 11. Then Singapore, they only have 13. And Japan only has 11. And Finland only has 12. And we'll come back to those countries. Okay, but in 2013, it didn't get any better. U.S. has the highest first-day infant mortality of the industrialized world, group says. Okay, in 2018, still no improvement. American babies are less likely to survive their first year than babies in other rich countries. And I'm thinking, well, let's just take a look at the vaccines with an open mind and see if that has something to do with it. And I did this, and this is recent. I was just in this here last week. This is CIA.gov, if you can believe that. Infant mortality rate, how many deaths per 1,000 live births? And they rank it in reverse order. So the worst is number one, and the best is number one or 227. And where do we rank? We're 173rd. So we came in 54th. That means there's some
poor. Anyway, this is a really good video. There are many good parts of this video. They put Dr. Catherine Edwards in here. They spice it in. I don't know who made this video. They got Dr. Plotkin in here. He's a miserable son of a gun.
Does not cause autism, has not been done, right?
A study that would definitively show that it doesn't has not been done, but there's no evidence that it does.
Okay. Okay, so what you're saying is, as a physician or logician, then you couldn't say vaccines do not, you could not say vaccines do not cause autism. But as a pediatrician, you're saying that you would say that to a parent because you want to make sure they get the vaccine. Is that right?
You know, I can't be sure that DTaP doesn't cause leprosy. That doesn't mean that that stops me from using a DTaP vaccine.
Are people claiming that DTaP has caused leprosy?
Are you
aware of any such complaints?
I'm not aware of any such complaints, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it on the web one of these days.
Okay, but people have made enough complaints about DTaP, TDAP causing autism that the Institute of Medicine at the commission of HHS thought it was serious enough to do a scientific review, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They didn't review whether DTaP causes leprosy, did they?
No.
Okay. I'm simply asking you as a pure matter of logic, as a pure matter of logic and common sense, if you don't know whether A causes something, can you say A, B? Let me not use a hypothetical. If you don't know whether DTaP or TDAP cause autism, shouldn't you wait until you do know, until you have the science to support it, to then say that vaccines do not cause autism?
Do I wait? No, I do not wait, because I have to take into account the health of the child.
And so for that reason, you're okay with telling the parent that DTaP, TDAP does not cause autism, even though the science isn't there yet to support that claim.
Absolutely. I'm also willing to tell them it doesn't cause leprosy.
Okay. Did the IOM review whether DTaP caused leprosy?
No.
Okay. All right.
All right. So when people say vaccines don't cause autism, ask them for the study. Ask them if there's a study that shows that the DTaP doesn't cause autism. They really can't get around that one. And so let's take a look at autism. When I was a kid, I never even heard of the word. Nobody had autism or allergies except for bees. And now it's just gone through the roof. And where did it
start? I think people had allergies when you were a kid. There are lots of people with allergies. They've been going on since vaccines started, but that's okay.
The spike, it was in 1986, they had the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And that took all liability away from the vaccine makers. Just think of this business model, okay? You develop something, you do the safety studies and say it's okay. And then if somebody gets hurt, nobody can sue you. Plus the government, they'll mandate people to get it. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? But that's when the number of vaccines added to the schedule increased, and the cause of autism seems to correspond with that. And so just, these are data points, indisputable data points.
All right, so this is a really, I found this is a really worthwhile video to watch. We got this Stanley in here, this Burton guy, and some testimonials here. And where else are we? I think the aluminum thing is the thing that's why I watched the video in the first place, where there's no studies at all about aluminum. Aluminum in vaccines, which of course that is to me the main thing that causes the poisoning. So if I can find it here, I'm gonna play it with regards to the aluminum. I didn't bookmark it.
Righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So we need to be wise. We need to expose these lies. We're supposed to reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. We need to expose. They need to, again, that's on rumble.com. If we regret our choices.
Do vaccines cause autism?
So that's Rob Schneider's little video. I've played that before.
In some families.
We need documents censored by ours. When we offer Merck's. And then now she's at the four.
Okay. Doesn't look like I'm going to find it. I should have bookmarked it for you, folks.
Didn't affect us hardly at all. And look at the death rate.
Folks.
It's going down before.
All right. So we'll go back to the different videos here. And what else we got on vaccines? Where else are we? I think the aluminum thing is the thing that's why I watched the video in the first place, where there's no studies at all about. All right. I see when I go back to the main page. This is another really good video here. Doctor Needs realized his ignorance led to vaccine injury and death of patients. This is a really good one.
Big issues regarding vaccines, and these are the things that I'd like to highlight. Number one, there is no education in medical schools that I am aware of, and being an educator at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine and Case Western Reserve University, I am not aware of education around vaccines, their contents, safety records, informed consent, or the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. We do not discuss that in 1986, Congress enacted legislation removing all liability from pharma related to vaccine adverse events. What are we taught about vaccines? We are taught to memorize the vaccine schedule. We don't discuss that almost $4 billion with a B has been paid to vaccine-injured patients since 1992.
And don't forget, anyone can call in tonight. We're going for about an hour, and then we will bring the show down. But we're here every Monday. It's just sort of an open phone line show. Just going to keep doing this routinely. We'll get the odd call if anyone has any stories. I gave you my story for the week. I think that was enough death for 1 week, but if you have any stories, especially where you are, excess deaths, etc., make sure you call in and you give your testimony.
For medical professionals, we expect fair balance, but vaccines seem to be absolved from that consideration. Number two, there appears to be a conflict of interest regarding payments to providers for completing vaccine schedules. And a corollary to that, which would be number three, patients are being dismissed from practices because of quote unquote vaccine safety concerns. If you bring up a question about a vaccine and you decide not to vaccinate your child, you may be at risk of being terminated from that practice. Absolutely deplorable and disgusting. Number four, and again to the Bailey family, I'm really sorry, but employers are forcing employees to receive the flu vaccine or face corrective action or job loss. And the fact that your dad was 6 months from retiring is... There's a lack of informed consent, and I was one of those providers who didn't provide safety sheets before vaccinating. I would tell the parents, these are the vaccines today. We're going to give you three vaccines in one leg and two in the other. And then after vaccinating either the child or the adult patient, here's your information sheet. And again, to be completely transparent with you, I had no idea that there was even a mention of the compensation program or a telephone number to call. Absolutely deplorable on my part, and I apologize to my patients. Number six, there's a lack of transparency regarding vaccine complications. And worse, you're being shamed as patients for suggesting that you were harmed by a vaccine. If I see a patient in the office and diagnose strep throat and give them penicillin, and either the mom or the patient themselves calls and tells me that they developed a rash, there is zero question. The chart now states they have an allergy to penicillin and will never be given it again. Why don't we believe parents and patients when they tell us they have had an adverse event regarding a vaccine? It doesn't make sense to me as a medical professional. I apologize for the being emotional. Number seven, actually I don't apologize. Number seven, why do the placebos and vaccine studies contain the adjuvants like mercury and aluminum? Aren't placebos supposed to be inert? In other words, if you're comparing, let's say, the hepatitis B vaccine against the placebo, why does the placebo contain a metal? If the concern could possibly be the metal itself that's triggering the autoimmunity that Dr. Lyons-Weiler had so eloquently spoke about. Number eight, why has the rate of autism spectrum disorder gone from 1 in 1,000 in 1990, as I was taught, to 1 in 48 in 2017. Is there a link between the toxins in vaccines and this significant increase in the diagnosis, not only of ASD? We certainly know about a risk of Guillain-Barré, but what about attention deficit disorder, mood disorders in children, and just the overall chronic disease epidemic in this country? I mean, we are a very sick population, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but we're currently spending $3.5 trillion on.
All right, so that's Dr. Needs. Now, he got attacked in the media. This was from 2017, and he got attacked in the media for this. So I'll bring this up on another screen here, and you can have a look at this. The medical director of the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute spewed anti-vaccine misinformation last week. Look at the words they choose. The Cleveland Clinic promptly disavowed it, but shouldn't have been surprised that one of its integrative medicine leaders is anti-vaccine. If you integrate medicine that teaches that toxins cause disease and detoxification is the cure, anti-vaccine quackery can't be far behind. You abandon science for magical thinking. Nothing is off limits to magic. So this is the kind of refutation these people put out, as you can see here. So
It's okay. So here is. Let's see. Okay. So this is the article that he published that set everyone. That set everyone off. This is before COVID's. Look at all these crazy ads that pop up here. I guess I'm not using an ad blocker here, which I should be. This is what you see when you don't use an ad blocker. All these commercials for grocery stores. But anyway, I'll put a link to this as well. Actually, I thought I was using an ad blocker here on. I guess it's because I'm so used to using Brave. Okay, this is Chrome, the Chrome browser. Okay. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. I am tired of all the nonsense we American citizens are being fed while big business and the government continue to ignore health and well-being of the fine people in this country. Why am I all fired up, you ask? I, like everyone else, took the advice of the Centers for Disease Control, the government, and received a flu shot. I chose to receive the preservative-free vaccine, thinking I did not want any thimerosal, i.e. mercury, that the regular flu vaccine contains. Makes sense, right? Why would any of us want to be injected with mercury if it can potentially cause harm? However, what I did not realize is the preservative-free vaccine contains formaldehyde. What? How can you call it preservative-free, yet still put a preservative in it? And worse yet, formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. Yet here we are being lined up like cattle and injected with an unsafe product. Within 12 hours of receiving the vaccine, I was in bed feeling miserable and missed 2 days of work with a terrible cough and body aches. My anger actually stems from a constant toxic burden that is contributing to the chronic disease epidemic. And now I was talking to my family today, and they know people that have had a cough this year since October. It's called the month-long cough. Has anyone here heard of that? And many people, my mother was sick for at least 6 weeks with a cough. The cough was so bad, it kept her up all night, so she wasn't sleeping. So that just compounds the problem. So is anyone else experiencing that kind of, that kennel, deep throaty cough? I'm assuming all the people that are hacking up a lung like that are vaccinated with the flu/COVID shot or both. Anyway, I'll link to this article here and put it in the notes at allshotsclot.com. You can see the guy was just questioning the vaccine, and he just gets pilloried by the mainstream media. Unbelievable. Well, not unbelievable, but it's just crazy. Okay, so I'll put that in allshotsclot.com. And what else do we have? I'll put lots of comments going on. Kate Emmeth says Restream is censoring. No, I talked to Restream about this. They said they're not censoring, so I'm not quite sure where any kind of censorship in the comments are occurring. You're in YouTube. I don't know if YouTube has any particular words that are being censored, but I'm not sure. And what else do we have? Well, yeah, how do we know? P. Trippa says, how do we ever know what's in the medications, though? We have to put so much trust into Big Pharma for us to believe that there's anything in this stuff that's good for us. Yeah, I would not trust anything that you're given these days. So getting back to this article, he's talking about toxins that accumulate in our fat cells. And toxins in the air we breathe, the chemicals, the textiles. I don't really think this is a really severely anti-vax article. And he actually says he doesn't know if the vaccine burden causes autism. And he says, I do not know and will not debate that here. He says, what I will stand up and scream is that newborns without intact immune systems and detoxification systems are being overburdened with preservatives and adjuvants in the vaccine. I have to agree totally on that. And he's just talking about the insane rise in autism. And then he says, so let me be clear, vaccines can be helpful when used properly. So he is an advocate of vaccines, but it's just the timing that he's questioning. He says, please talk to your doctor about the optimal timing of vaccination. See, the thing about talking to your doctor about vaccinations is they won't talk to you. That's the lie there. They'll never talk to you. And there's been a couple testimonies about that. The doctors only usually have 5 to 10 minutes, and they will absolutely not engage in that kind of conversation. And I put a link to that up on All Shots Clot earlier, maybe a couple weeks ago, about a whole exchange between a doctor and the patient. The patient documented it, and the doctor ran out crying. So I would say this is a pretty bland article by Dr. Daniel Needs, but you can just type his name into a search engine and find all the negative stuff. That's pretty extreme there. So they're just saying that it should have gone on Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com, Age of Autism, or any other number of vaccine websites. And then they just go on to ad hominem attack him. And I think most sensible people will just use that as a reason to look more into it. But they really broke it down. They really went after the guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing. And then, of course, Dr. Needs apologized and, I guess, reverse course. And the Cleveland Clinic, they went and started apologizing. And, of course, vaccines are evidence-based medicine. So don't go against them. Oh, this is where that clip comes from.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Oh, that's where the shock comes from. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll put a link to allshotsclot.com. I'll put that on there. Okay, so that is a pretty good video. So watch that one on FakoTube.com. FakoTube is my video platform where I put my favorite videos, and I put a lot of stuff up there. I guess reverse course. Every time I go back to this page, it starts playing. So. Sorry about that. And do I have anything else before I close out here? Not really. Well, this is quite a mishmash of videos on FakoTube. So if you want to just stick to one area, you can search by category. So on the left side, you can see I post all different videos in different categories. So if you want to look at the vaccine stuff, there's 250 videos on vaccines, 9 with Dr. Andrew Molden, and I have many other videos. including 9/11, Agenda 21. I put some of my audio chats up there. Climate change, communitarianism, just all kind of stuff there. So that's how you can sort through the different videos. Okay, well, we could go over to allshotsclot.com. So that's it for the videos. Maybe I'll bring up, I'll close this window now. Maybe I'll bring up a couple Agnes Vanderplanet's clips. If you go to fake11.com/clips. Oh, right. I have to rebuild my database tonight. So I think I got fake11.com. It stopped working right now. So I'll get that going later. Yeah, I've got to get that going. Okay, let's go to let's go to the FakoTube chat. And what else do we have here? We've got a pretty good crowd tonight in there. Steve83, Skate and Destroy. Yeah, I don't think Windows is censoring the live stream tonight. I appreciate Skate and Destroy. You listen to Fakeologist content all day. Wow. Yeah, Not Shocked was on the audio chat. If you go to fakeologist.com/podcasts, you click on podcasts here on the fakeologist.com main page, it'll bring up this window. And we have these things called audio chats. They are really, really excellent. If you want to just hear like-minded fakeologists talking about ideas that are surrounding fakeology. We had two audios this weekend, about 4 and 6 hours. So about 10 hours of audio that you can listen to. And of course, if you just search fakeologist audio chats on your favorite podcast player, you will also be able to listen on your favorite podcast player. I'd highly recommend you do that. Okay, actually, maybe you should play this Rishi Sunak exchange. That was a big story in the last week, I believe. I don't think I played it. Now, I don't know if this is true either. I'm a little suspicious of a lot of these people that get on the media. As you know, we are a media critical website, so it would be blasphemous to take these people at face value. But if you go down here to this YouTube video, and again, why is it on YouTube? This is a vaccine allegedly injured guy who goes and speaks to the crime sinister of the United Kingdom. Now, I doubt anything happens randomly at these town hall meetings. And I think what they're trying to promote is the idea that all these people that are injured should get lots of money. So now they have to convince the government / the people that they should pay even more taxes and go in deeper into debt to pay off all these injured people. So either way, you lose.
Last night at GB News' People's Forum with the Prime Minister, there was one standout viral moment.
My name is John Watt, and I'm one of the COVID vaccine injured in this country. I want you to look into my eyes, Rishi Sunak, and I want you to look at the pain, the trauma, and the regret I have in my eyes. We have been left with no help at all. Why are the people who are in charge, who told us all to do the right thing, have left us all to rot?
So there is a vaccine compensation scheme that's in place, as you alluded to, in the NHS. Obviously, everyone individually will work through their cases. It's difficult for me to comment on anyone's individual case, I'm sure.
Well, John's comments actually got a round of applause from the audience and a massive reaction online. So that man is John Watt, who had, I believe, three vaccines and developed a heart condition that nearly killed him.
Before, I was fit and healthy and used to do boxing. We do CrossFit, you know, do a lot of weight training and, you know, keep myself in good shape. When I had my fight, booster. That's when my world just totally crumbled.
Yeah, I mean, he ended up in a wheelchair. It nearly killed him, okay? He is a voice for the vaccine injured and those who are sadly no longer here to make their voice heard. He thinks people have been lied to and betrayed over vaccine safety, and he wants the government to take responsibility. I'm very pleased to say that he joins us now to tell us his story. John, thank you very much. I know we've spoken a couple of times today and it's taken it out of you, especially considering your condition. Could you just explain to our viewers and listeners exactly what went on with you then in terms of the vaccine, please?
Man, I'd be here all night if I was to tell you what has happened to me. But just like you said, I was bedridden for 14 months in a wheelchair. I had numerous conditions, POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, stomach issues, I've got neurological issues now. So people might have seen me moving back and forth in the video and they think, you know, that unfortunately that's my problem now. When I stand up, I feel like I'm dizzy and I'm off balance. So if you see me moving about or anything like that, unfortunately, it's how I cope with things now. For me doing that last night, it's adrenaline and a heart issue does not go well, Patrick. And it took a lot out of me to do that and drive down there. And I seen an opportunity and unfortunately I had to take it.
Mm. Well, you certainly did. And you are still being demonised. Okay. And earlier on today, Kevin Maguire is a journalist. Well, he said this. We'll play the clip.
I think you would, but did you watch the bit where some anti-vaxxer went on and on and on? That's I think the two of them. I think why would Keir Starmer subject himself to that?
Yeah, John. I mean, how does that make you feel? Being called an anti-vaxxer.
First of all, who is that guy? I don't know who he is, but anyway, what is an anti-vaxxer, Patrick? Can somebody tell me? Can somebody elaborate what an anti-vaxxer is? I took three of them, mate. I took three of these vaccines. So does that man have any idea how stupid he sounds at this point in time by saying that? It's you know, this is the terminology, the language people are using just now, saying anti-vax and all this nonsense. To be completely honest with you, the narrative is safe and effective, in my opinion, is no longer. Because to be honest with you, Patrick, I ask anyone, and I call out anybody in this matter, someone show me the data to show that this saved one single life. I'm asking anybody, because since the rollout, there has been a massive increase in people dying. And one of the reasons I spoke out, Patrick, is because I'm not going to be a died suddenly statistic. And that's the honest answer. And these debates and everything need to be spoke about, and the vaccine injured and bereaved need to be heard. And I just can't believe that that's where we're at. You know, to call me a anti-vax.
All right. So if you want to watch that, that is on allshotsclot.com. That's on my separate website, that video. It's on YouTube, so obviously YouTube isn't too worried about that since it comes from a mainstream alternative media site. So they're okay with that. So I don't think anything tonight on tonight's broadcast is probably anti-YouTube, but on the other hand, I am probably going to delete the video anyway off YouTube. All my videos are on FakoTube, FakoTube.com. So if you want to watch this one again, you can tune in to FakoTube.com. Now, don't forget, we are value for value, user supported. So if you like this show, please tune in to fakeologist.com/donate. And I want to really thank all the donors that have donated over the past while. I really appreciate all the support I've been getting. It's really heartwarming. And I will link to that page, fakeologist.com/donate, so you can take a peek at that. And we also have a list of all the donors on this page. If you look down, we have so many people that donate on the monthly. and one-time basis. So thank you all to you guys. You're all listed there. Your name in bright lights. Really appreciate that. Anywhere from $33 to $100. You pay whatever you think the show is worth. And so many people have. And we really, really appreciate it. There's the list of so many people. All right, we're going to close out. Tomorrow is back to the Fakeologist programming. So we will be talking with Lynn Ertel. Tomorrow's the Lynn Ertel show. And tonight, again, I don't think too many people are around because it is a holiday. It's President's Day and people are taking time off. But I thought since I took last day off that I would show up tonight and do a quick little hello. Play a few videos, and yeah, so I thank everyone for coming in, and we will see you tomorrow. Any videos you have, please send to tim@allshotsclot.com. tim@allshotsclot.com. That's my email that you can send me messages or videos or anything regarding the vaccines. I'd appreciate that. And have a great night, and we will talk to you tomorrow with the great Lynn Ertel of the Lynn Ertel Show. Take care.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody.